Piper's new Matrix is a deflated mirage. This AvWeb audio special from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Back in the 1970s, Cessna introduced an unpressurized version of its popular 340 called the 335. It turned out to be a lukewarm seller. Now Piper is making its own run at offering a non-pressurized high flyer, a new model it calls the Matrix, and one that's based on the six-place Mirage. Piper's CEO Jim Bass explained the details to AvWeb's Paul Bertarelli.
We're here in the Piper booth at AOPA in Hartford, speaking with Jim Bass, CEO of Piper. Jim, the big news at the show is that Piper's introduced a new model, which is a variant of the Malibu, and essentially what we're looking at here is an unpressurized Malibu. Tell us a little bit about it.
We're really excited to bring this product to the market at this show. This is the culmination of nearly 2 years of research and development to come up with a product that has the perfect blend of performance, luxury, and price. We think that this is a plane that's going to be a blockbuster. It'll hit the sweet spot. It has the range, it has the payload, and it has the speed to appeal to a broad market. We think it is an unparalleled in terms of its performance right now of its in its competitive class.
In a nutshell, how does the performance differ from a pressurized Malibu?
The only difference is that it cannot achieve pressurization. But in terms of speed, it goes well over 200 knots. It has over 1,000 nautical mile range with a payload exceeding 800 pounds, all for a price of $757,000. We think in this price range, we are without peer. If you are looking for this type of performance in any other category of plane, you would be looking at planes closer to $1 million or more dollars. So we really think that this is the right plane at the right time, particularly for a lot of experienced pilots who are looking to step up for a cabin class luxury. Six-place plane that has the ability to take the family, the dog, the kids, to go on the ski trip, to be able to take the golfing equipment, particularly on those 500 to 1,000 mile trips. We think this is the perfect plane to do that. It's got retractable gear, it's got advanced all-glass avionics, and we think this is going to really, really be a popular plane.
How much weight and construction effort do you save by not having to build that pressure vessel for the pressurization?
We've been able to cut out a lot of steps in the production process that are essentially the creation of a pressurized vessel, and that has saved us weight, which contributes to the higher level of performance.
Does this have a lower empty weight than a typical Malibu?
It does. It nearly has a lower empty weight. However, it has the same engine. It's the dual turbocharged 350 horsepower Lycoming engine.
How much lighter is it than a pressurized Malibu?
I don't have the stats right in front of me, but I'll get them in just a moment.
Okay.
More of our conversation with Piper CEO Jim Bass on the new Piper Matrix coming up in just a moment. Today's special coverage from AOPA Expo is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
In our interviews with the owners of Mooney's New Acclaim and the Columbia 400, had a lot of owners say, boy, this would really be great if this thing were pressurized. Now you're coming along and doing just the reverse. You have a pressurized single, and now you're offering an unpressurized one. Cessna did the same thing with the 335. Not a terrific seller when it was introduced. Why do you feel that this one will be?
When we looked at the competition, particularly with Cirrus, Columbia, Beech, Cessna, and Mooney, and we look at the performance of their unpressurized piston aircraft, this takes that performance to a new level, particularly in range, speed, and payload. We think there's fine aircraft out there amongst our competitors. I do not, nor will I ever disparage our competitors, because I think they also build fine, reliable, and safe aircraft. But we think the particular performance of this aircraft is the perfect step up for those pilots who are looking for a bigger, more powerful aircraft to go further for those missions which they cannot accomplish in their current aircraft. We also think that this plane, because it's based on the proven fuselage of the Meridian, has a great range in terms of its CG placement and allows both forward and rear placement of payload that gives pilots a lot more flexibility for their missions.
Is this at all a competitor with the Turbo Saratoga?
The PA-32 line, or the Saratoga TC, is definitely under challenge by the performance specs of this plane. We do not exactly know or can forecast exactly how sales for the PA-32 will be impacted. It is probably fair to say that those sales will significantly decline. If there continues to be market demand for the PA-32, we will continue to produce the Saratoga. That is something that the market will decide, and we will respond to whatever the market tells us it wants.
Now, this is a variant of the PA-46 type. It's not really a new type certificate in any way?
It is actually a completely new type certificate.
Oh, it is?
This is a redesigned plane, but it has an entirely new TC because it has all new glass avionics package. It is the most upgraded avionics package available by Piper right now. It also has a number of new features in its construction and its design which require it to be a new type certificate. The type certificate, we believe, will be achieved before the end of this month. We're actually in production right now and will start delivering this November. We have already pre-sold over 100 units domestically, and we're really encouraged right now by what we think to be very robust demand.
Who are the buyers of these?
Well, right now, the buyers are primarily our dealers, and we also have some retail buyers in advance of the announcement. We will be going on a nationwide tour with this model, and we would encourage anyone out there who's interested to come see us at the trade shows or see their dealer to get information. Also, we have a significant amount of information on our website, piper.com, to look up all the technical specifications and also to answer any inquiries that anyone might have.
You mentioned that there were some structural differences between these two airframes. And looking at them, I think we mistakenly assume, well, this is just an unpressurized version of the Malibu. But in fact, with a new type certificate, there's more going on there than meets the eye structurally.
There are some minor structural changes in the airplane, primarily due to the fact that it is not a frame that constantly gets pressurized and unpressurized. And to answer your question a little bit earlier, the weight difference between the two planes is approximately 150 pounds. The primary difference in the planes is that when we build a pressurized plane, an enormous amount of work goes into sealing all of the joints of the fuselage and the bulkhead and the rear bulkhead. What we do on this plane is that those sealant compounds are eliminated from the production process.
And also all the plumbing related to the pressurization system.
Which yes.
Is on, the outflow valve.
Yeah. Typically, the outflow valve and all the bleeds are about 40 to 50 pounds of equipment, and that also has been eliminated from the plane. So it's a significant amount of plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Also ought to be a little simpler to maintain without that?
We think so. We think it's a proven platform. It's very reliable. However, it won't have the stress of going up and down in the higher altitudes. We think that'll be the case as also for the engine. It's a proven engine platform, very safe, very reliable, and we're really excited to introduce it to the market at this point.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Jim.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks again for the opportunity.
Okay.
Piper CEO Jim Bass. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week. week from AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut. Be sure and watch AFWeb.com for the latest audio, print, and video coverage. Comments on this audiocast welcome at audionews@AFWeb.com. This report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at Bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for the AFWeb Audio News Team. Thanks for listening.